Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the HSE has announced it's making condoms and sexual health information freely available to third level students nationally. This is an expansion of an existing scheme where condoms are distributed for free through certain organisations. I'm joined in studio by Helen Dealey, who's the Acting Assistant National Director for HSE Health and Wellbeing. And you're welcome to the programme, Helen. How long is this scheme running and why have you now decided it's time to expand it?
We've been providing condoms since 2015 to at-risk groups, and we have expanded the condom service at this stage, particularly targeting young people because they're at risk of unplanned pregnancy and at increased risk of STIs. So we know that STI diagnosis has been increasing in young adults in recent years. We know from previous research that cost and access were barriers, and we know that young people are more likely to be sexually active with more than one person in the past year.
Is cost really the issue for students? Or is it more perhaps people don't want to use condoms?
Well, we know previously the cost was raised as an issue. Access has certainly been raised, but we're providing condoms now in third level institutions so that people, they're visible, so that people will use them, and also to raise awareness and conversations around sexual health and sexual activity. So we're promoting positive sexual health.
You have brought in with you today a little brochure which says how to put on a condom. And I'm conscious of that clip from the Late Late Show that many have listened to over the last 24 hours since Gay Byrne's death. We're going to play it again and I'll talk to you about why we still need a little leaflet like this. Let's have a listen.
Now, on the show down through the years, as you know, we spoke about many, many things, ladies and gentlemen. All sorts of things, great arguments about this, that and the other, politics and communism, all of that class. But we also, on occasion, spoke about sex. These are some of the clips about sex through the years.
Never before has your show stooped so low to discuss so little. Oh boy, what a show it turned out to be. Not a holy show, but a dirty, disgraceful, rude, garbage heap of codswallop.
Of course, we recognise that people have misgivings about homosexuality because it's something that they don't come across every day.
But how can you say it's normal?
Yeah, that is why.
That's normal for me.
It's not normal for a man to be preoccupied with another man's back passage.
What about men who are besotted with women's front passages? Is the flip answer to that?
There's a cross to be carried in the Christian life, which may mean that I have to restrain my sexual appetite, or it may mean I have to put up with certain things I don't like.
The most stupid question I was ever asked in my life was at 17 years of age, do you have bad thoughts?
We had nothing else but bad thoughts.
Tonight out there are lots of our young people fornicating who aren't married, right? Would you prefer...
So your answer is give them contraceptives.
I would not encourage my children to use condoms.
How old are your children?
One's 27, one's down at the Trinity Ball, if you have to believe. He's down at the Trinity Ball.
27?
Now, that was 32 years ago, Helen. We're not going into the morality of all of this at all. But what I am fascinated by, 32 years ago, Gay Byrne showed the nation how to put on a condom. And we still need a brochure. Why?
So, Mary, we always encourage and we always have brochures available with free condoms to demonstrate and show people how to use them correctly. Because, of course, we have new generations all the time. And so this is not only to encourage them and show how to use correctly, but also to refer people where they can get sexual health information on our website, to encourage them to wear a condom every time they have sex. The most important thing here is consistency in terms of condom use. And also so they think about consent in advance in terms of their sexual behaviour.
How much is this scheme costing to roll out?
In the past 3 years, the HSE has spent just over 110,000 on condoms, and we've distributed almost 1.5 million condoms.
And you said earlier, you know, it's about preventing unplanned pregnancies. It is also, though, about a concern in this increase in sexually transmitted diseases. What sexually transmitted diseases are we talking about, and what level of increase?
So for young people in 2017, for young people between 15 and 24, there was a 50% increase in chlamydia, 39% increase in gonorrhea, and 38% increase in genital herpes.
Significant numbers.
Significant numbers. So again, if young people have had unprotected sex, they may not know they have an STI because there may not be any symptoms. So it's important to get tested.
You have an increase, and that increase you're talking about is among the 15 to 24 age group. Is there a point where you will consider expanding free condoms and sexual health information to secondary schools?
That's something that we'd like to work towards, Mary. We'd certainly like to target youth reach centres next and work with the Department of Education then around further expansion of the condom service.
All right, but that is something to come and not for now. Helen Dealey, Acting Assistant National Director for HSE Health and Wellbeing, thank you very much.